Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Everton put out a rather strong side, just looking at some of the ratings given in today's Liverpool Echo. There's an A tier for Idrissa Gueye. Everywhere, all the time, is how they describe Idrissa Gueye, or Greg O'Keefe does. And he gives Romelu Lukaku a 4.
Ooh.
So Rom gets bashed by the ratings this morning. Let's find out what David Fahili thinks of it all as well, our resident blue. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, kid.
A 4 for Romelu. Was he that poor last night?
Not really.
No?
No, not really. No, he wasn't 4 out of 10. No. But I did think Gueye was best man of the match.
Is Gueye a big feature of the Everton future?
Absolutely. I think I've seen him 4 or 5 games. I've seen him play now. And it's basically been in our top 2 players in every single one of them. So, yeah, I like the cut of his jib, as it were.
That's a nice phrase.
A good jib, definitely. You know me, kid. You know, I like to try and do that culture thing when I come on, don't I? You know, like that. But no, I've been really impressed with him. He's got a bit of everything. He likes to tackle. There's not nothing, by the way. He likes to tackle. He'll win the ball, pass it, and go for the second ball as well. Mm. He goes wide. He runs on past the man. If he need, you know, an overlap, he'll do that too. The kid's only had like 10 minutes here and he's impressed everyone.
Do you know what? He could turn out, Quayle, to be one of the big signings of the summer, considering, you know, Villa were a side going down. No one was really looking at their players.
He put me in mind of Claude Makélélé at times when I saw the game on Saturday. You know, like you say, there's nothing of him, yet his presence is there for everyone to see.
I agree, definitely. And Makélélé's a shout, by the way, now that you've mentioned it. Yeah, he is reminiscent of him, yeah, absolutely.
I had to explain who Makélélé was to my son. He was 11, so that was
that
made me feel like time's going fast.
Don't cry on my shoulder kind of thing.
Isn't that worrying when you have to talk about Claude Makélélé to a youngster? Forgot a bit. Anyway, Idrissa Gueye, hope he has an absolutely brilliant season. I want to talk a bit more about Ross Barkley because this is a guy who cut a lone figure at times last season. You sort of wonder what was going on in his head, like he'd been beaten down, like he'd had the enthusiasm or the brilliance beaten out of him at times. I wonder whether Ronald Koeman is just going to unleash the real Ross Barkley this season.
Well, I believe he was captain last night,
so
I'm told. And I think
that's
a nice step in that direction, a bit of responsibility. And I hope it picks him up. He scored. What was his goal like?
It was a free kick, cracker.
Oh, was it? Straight
over
in.
Over the top, straight
bottom
corner. He's been good. I'll tell you what has been noticeable as well, talking scenes you're on about Barkley and the goals. He's got 2 free kicks. No, it's been the corners.
Better
it's been
corners.
The corners. He starts banging them corners. He landed on the penalty area every time now.
Well, that's
last season they were in the first man 5 times out of 10.
Yeah.
He landed them there every time now.
Yeah.
So that's noticeable too. The goalkeeper catches the ball. That's noticeable too. The centre half headed away.
Yeah.
That's noticeable too.
And that's what we've needed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's incremental progress, kid. We're looking. It's like next week all the kids will go back to school. Well, that's where we are in the school year. That's where we are. We're all walking in, getting to know each other, saying, "There's him, he's the cop, he's the gorgeous one, he's a footballer," like that. Yeah.
Hey, David, don't upset the kids. It's the week after next.
No,
it's bank holiday Monday next week.
All
the kids around Merseyside are going, "What? Are we going back next week?"
They're not listening. They're not listening. They're all in bed. They're all listening.
They're not getting up till 9 o'clock, are they?
No, they're not.
They're watching telly all day.
Yeah.
Good stuff from Everton. And Ross Barkley himself, because this is quite a definitive season for the lad, isn't it?
Mm.
Maybe for his international ambitions as well, just get everything to sort of come together.
Well, he got left be on the sidelines, metaphorically and literally in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, I think he should have been put on, so at least to give him a little touch. Although it was such a poor season for all Everton players, the last 2 seasons,
it was,
really.
But also the second half of the season, him and John Stones, I'm sorry, I don't like to individualise things, but the two of them went missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went missing, so I think Koeman's walked in. You know what the big thing was, really? The statement. The first day he walked in, he gave Oviedo Barkley's number. He gave Barkley Oviedo's number, which is Alan Ball's number.
Yeah.
It's actually Alan Ball's number. It's the kidder.
Bit of responsibility.
Either wear that shirt and take over and run games, win games, or don't and step aside and someone else is going to come in and take that shirt and win games for us. So the kid... It is a big season for Ross Barkley.
I like that idea. And I think
it's a fact. It's the theory. If you look behind it, that's what he's done. It was the first thing he did when he walked in the door, so it wasn't by coincidence.
Well, hopefully he'll thrive under him. Yeah.
How much do you think young players are aware when they're given a shirt number of maybe some of the responsibility we talk about? You know, so if it's Liverpool and a 7 and a...
Absolutely.
Do you think they know, or do you think people are having to whisper in their ear?
No, I think that he'll definitely take that on board. That is a statement. You know, that's something that you can do. It's a psychological impact, so he'll know full well, Ross, what that means, and the idea of moving the number that he had, which is probably close to him as well. If it was the number he'd had since he started, he'd probably have a bit of affinity with that.
Yeah.
You know, but psychologically, shake that off, move on to this number, which means more, and fill the boots of it.
What I need to say as well about Ross Barkley is, I thought that was lovely last night when he scored the goal and pulled his shirt up and said, rest in peace, Sid Benson.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, Sid Benson, by the way. But I'm saying to you, it was lovely. It was classy.
Yeah.
The kid hadn't forgot. He knows to score, so... No, neither way.
I sort of thought as well. I mean, Ross Barkley doesn't score game in, game out, and he obviously had it on him. But he obviously was desperate to show it. I wonder whether that desperation led to him being a little bit more sort of
Saturday,
I have to score today.
I thought you were going to say a little bit more disappointed that he missed that header on Saturday.
How he missed it.
But you're probably right. He may have been under his shirt, ready to unleash the shirt in you know, respect to Sid, and he's obviously missed that chance, so made up he scored and did that last night.
And me too, yeah.
Right, the links with Joe Hart seem to have frittered away, and I'm really interested by this, because I think most Evertonians, if you talk to them, would still say, we need a keeper. And I don't think in this present day and age, the price of keepers or the wages of keepers should necessarily be a stumbling block. But clearly it is to Everton. Now, is sort of bringing in Joe Hart ahead of Stekelenburg, is that an advance? Is that a step forward for the Blues or not?
I think overall, I think generally you would have to say yes. But the way Stekelenburg's played up to now is taking the need for that position to be improved away. Just ultimately at the moment. So I don't know. I think you got to weigh everything up. I know what you're saying about the stumbling block of wages.
110,000 a week.
Well, you got to come. You know, you got to weigh it up, haven't you? And I think if that is the stumbling block, then obviously he's going to look elsewhere.
Well, obviously a loan move would mean that Everton wouldn't pay the whole of those wages anyway,
City,
wouldn't they?
City would pay more money.
Yeah.
City would pay two-thirds of it, as far as I heard.
So, for example...
I spoke to Neville. I usually mention Neville when I come on here, but he rang me up on Monday night, and actually this came up.
Yeah.
And I was saying to him that, like what I've just said to you about Gay, I'm saying to you about Stekelenburg, I've got to look at it, you know, impartially. And say, who's been the best players what I've looked at this season or in the run up to this season and the games in this season? Well, that kid's been in the top three.
Yeah.
He won us, he got us a point against Tottenham and allowed us to win the game.
100%.
Well, that's what we've been missing. So to look outside to a lad who, I've got nothing against Joe Hart. I don't really rate him, to be honest. He's all right. He's great. He's not in Neville's outdoors class if he lives another five lifetimes, in my opinion.
No, absolutely.
By the way. But. Yeah. Okay, if that's progress, but when you've got a squad, you can't be doing that. It's got to be motivation to the people out the team as well as the people in the team. So if the best players in your team are getting dropped for Joe Smoke from Kokomo, who's just a name, and come straight in from there, I can't have that.
So you wouldn't take him, David?
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't take him, but I'd discuss it first, and I'd say to him, when you buy a goalkeeper, kid, you buy a goalkeeper for a decade. You don't buy a goalkeeper for a season and a half. That's what you do. So you need all kinds of... You need more guarantees from a goalkeeper than you need from any other player in any other position on the park, because that's where you build from.
I think
he'll be here longer than most people, by the way, whoever that's going to be. Go on, sorry.
So it's okay. I was going to say, I think it feels, from an Evertonian's perspective, it's kind of this psychological idea. It's a bit of a coup for Everton to be bringing in England's number one is another example of how we're making strides forward,
or even
as opposed to whether I think he's any good or not, which I'm not in love with him, by the way.
England are any good.
By the way,
England's number one doesn't carry the same.
Absolutely, that it used to. Yeah.
20 years ago.
No, that's right.
David, I've enjoyed the cut of your jib this morning.
Thank you, brother.
And, hopefully, are you going to come in and see me soon?
I will definitely come in. Hit Matthew, he'll ring me, and I'll come and see you.
Top man. See you later.
Cheers, pal.
David Fahili there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.